Next on the show, we're so excited to talk to these two folks who I've known for more time than they would care to admit, who have had a tremendous success lately with a book entitled Unbelievable Freedom. It's the story of an unbelievable journey for our next guests, Kim and Ryan Smith. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us here.
So the book is based on your own experiences with intermittent fasting. And for anybody who's not familiar with that, can you just give us a little overview of what it is and how it works?
Yeah, so it's deceptively simple. It's about timing your eating and condensing all your eating down to a prescribed part of the day. So many people do what's called a 16-8. They eat for 8 hours and fast for 16. We do it a little more intensely than that, but that's the basic gist.
And obviously, I mean, you post before and after pictures in the book, the super shrinking Smiths, and yeah, you've lost weight, but I know from knowing you that it's more than that. And obviously there's a confidence that comes with that, but how has it changed your life and in other ways? I have to think it gives you a feeling of much more control over your life.
It really does. I think it does give us a greater sense of confidence since taking weight off this way in particular. I've tried some new things. I've gotten into yoga. I think I'm more comfortable and confident in my teaching career, and being on stage in front of students. So it definitely is more than a physical change.
What led you to intermittent fasting? You read about it, you heard other people. What was the connection for you?
Well, it's been a long road to that. I heard about it several years ago, maybe 5 or more years ago, on the internet, and read a little bit about it, but didn't take it seriously and didn't try it for more than a day. But it was really Kim who discovered it in the way that took off for us.
Everybody, seemingly everybody, has tried some way to lose weight, diets, and we know the story on those, that you can lose quickly and then all of a sudden you boomerang back the other way. What was it about this approach that made you feel confident that the weight loss would last?
I know for me, it was about having had a problem with sugar, and every diet that I was on, I was just sort of white-knuckling against a craving for sugar all the time, and this is different in that it creates some kind of a physiological shift where the cravings just quiet down. And so the way that the plan we follow, when it's time to eat, you may eat whatever you want, including sugar, and I do. But the craving has never come back the way that I had it before. So it's been life-changing in that aspect.
I think that has to be a key, too, because for so many people that say, well, I'm going to cut out this. I'm not going to do carbs. I'm not going to do I'm not going to do processed flour. And I always think that when you deprive yourself of those things, first of all, you want them more, or you find something to replace that. And this sounds like the kind of thing that, yeah, it's an adjustment, it's a change. Well, it's the best kind of change. It's not a diet, it's a lifestyle change.
That's right. I've actually lost weight a couple of times in my life. I've lost 120 pounds twice before, on a vegetarian diet the first time and on a low-carb diet the second time. And both times I gained it back, or was well on the way to gaining it back, and it was about an inability to follow those rules long term. And intermittent fasting is different because you can eat what you want. The only thing that's different is how you time what you eat and not what you choose to eat. So it is very different.
We're talking with Ryan and Kim Smith. The book is called Unbelievable Freedom. Obviously, there are so many benefits that go with losing weight. Do you find you sleep better? Obviously, you have more energy. What else does it do for you physically and mentally?
I think that the benefits that I have received are far greater than the weight change. I say we use the pictures to get people's attention. The before and after pictures tend to be striking. I know we're on radio right now. I will mention the website before we're done here if you want to see our before and after gallery. But the changes are absolutely to health. My energy level is very steady all day. Sometimes people think it's annoyingly high because I'm quite energetic now, but I don't have any spikes and crashes, which is part of what eating during the day does for you. It gives you some energy, and then you have a slump, and then you have some energy, then you have a slump. And when your body has kind of metabolically shifted into this fat-burning mode that we stay in during the day, you have that steady energy, a lot of mental clarity, which, you know, is helpful when you're trying to work full-time and write a book and do all of the things that we're doing. And then every evening we kind of feast, we say, you know, we still enjoy all the foods and then some, but we just do it in a more intentional kind of timing.
And the way we eat, mostly in America, but I'm sure other places as well, it's based on so many other things. We eat for emotional reasons. We eat to reward ourselves. We eat when we're stressed, and we eat more. Just generally, we eat more than we ought to for various reasons. How does this change the way you think about food itself and think about the act of eating?
I think one of the things I've noticed is that you have more time in the day when food cannot be your strategy. You know, you have to find other ways to occupy your time and kind of process the sort of things that you were pushing down with food before. And it somehow works. You know, when you eat in that smaller window, it becomes more about physical sustenance and need, and it frees you up during the rest of the time to just not think about it and be preoccupied with it.
That makes so much sense. Now, that's what led to the creation of the book. Let's talk about what's happened since the book was published. This thing has gone absolutely crazy. Are you still amazed at the reaction to this?
We are amazed and very grateful with the warmth of the reception. People warned us. Our book is on Amazon, and people warned us that, you know, within the initial days we would suffer negative reviews, and we really steeled ourselves against that. And I'm going to knock on wood or for Micah, whatever's here in front of me. We're at 79 five-star reviews on the book as of today, and nobody's deterred has deviated from that. So somebody will, and that's okay. But it's been really very warmly received, and we've had opportunities to do things like Beyond Maine's best guest list here on Downtown with Rich Kimball. So it's been fun.
It has been a very wild ride. We've been recognized on the street once, which was exciting and fun. And it's just been a dream of mine for a long time to write a book. And this is not the book I imagined writing when I was a kid, but still a thrill to see my name there, and to have done that with Kim is even more of a thrill. So yeah, it's been a wild and interesting ride.
And what's the reaction been from family and friends?
Oh, well, they've been watching this unfold for the past year and a half. But and sometimes I think it's happened quickly for some people, even that have seen us through the process, because we are so fundamentally changed. And sometimes that's hard for people who are used to you one way. But I think people are happy for us, and I think you have to say that people have to do what works for them. I don't know that this is the right lifestyle for every person, but I have had so many people come to the lifestyle through, we run a Facebook support group of 3,500 people, so we get to hear testimonials every day from people who it is working for. And so there are people in our family that have followed suit, and people that we know. And so people are happy for us when they see it works for us, and for some of them, it works for them too.
All right, for people who'd like to get more information, obviously go to Amazon and get the book, but you mentioned the website, Facebook pages. How can people access those?
Yes, I know people who are driving, it's a very long website to try to navigate to, but it's fastingfeastingfreedom.com. Those are the three components of the lifestyle that we live: fasting, feasting, and freedom. So www.fastingfeastingfreedom.com, and our pictures are there, the information about the book, if you forget the title of the book is there. And we're just going to see where this leads. You know, I have a master's degree in counseling, and I've been working in healthcare for a few years, but I'm interested in doing more in the future to mentor other people to kind of change their lives the way I have, because it's just so exciting to me.
Well, I mean, obviously, and everybody's told you this, I'm sure, you both look great, but I think what I've been more impressed with and seeing your posts on social media is, I guess what I would say is the peace that you've found in all of this. And man, that's even better than getting up in the morning and going, who are those good-looking people in the mirror?
Absolutely, absolutely. The physical stuff is packaging, and I do like to get fancied up now and do things with my slimmer body. But my body is something that I live in, and so living in it, feeling this good, I honestly did not know how poorly I felt until I got to this place. Now I look back and realize that so much of what I thought was just, oh, everybody's tired, everybody has aches and pains and headaches, and everybody has these digestive issues, and everybody has all these things. You don't have to. I've been healed of all of that. The the one thing I will just quickly say about fasting is that, you know, there's emerging research that shows that it is it has a regenerative effect on the body, which can be anti-aging, which can be good for cognitive things. I think that we will find out more in the future about it being used to treat dementia and things like that, because in the fasted state, the body turns its cells over more quickly, and that gets rid of toxins, get rid of all the junk you don't want. So it's amazing.
Well, congratulations to both of you on the success you've had, but also thanks for the help that you're providing to others through this. It's really terrific work. So thanks for coming in and talking about it with us.
Thank you so much.
Ryan Smith, Kim Smith. The book is called Unbelievable Freedom. Check it out for yourselves on Amazon.